I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the stream to shoot in the dark.
Well, hello and welcome to the final reflection in a series called Songs for the Journey, based in part on the Book of Psalms, in part on the teaching of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., in part on nature and landscape, and in part, for this week at least, on the topic of prayer. In what must have been one of the most unlikely themes for a number one hit ever, in 1978, the four-piece band Boney M released their iconic song, By the Rivers of Babylon. The lyrics were drawn from Psalm 137, which reads as follows. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land?
By the rivers of Babylon.
The setting for this poem is the Jewish exile. In around 597-598 BC, the Babylonians had taken the city of Jerusalem, laying siege to it before entering, brutally slaughtering some and deporting others back to Babylon as slaves and exiles. As you could imagine, these exiles longed for home. And it would seem that as they sat in sorrow and shock by the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers, some of their new captors were requesting from them a happy song from their homeland. Now, I think I am a naturally positive chap, and I would say that on the whole, this is a useful trait. I would also consider myself to be relatively forgiving, relatively resilient and pragmatic, and able to get on with life as I need to. But at times, I think sadness is the best and most appropriate response. Life can be difficult. The world can be horrible. There is a time and a place for sorrow and deep concern. Jesus wept. Sometimes what people need from us is not a smile or something to cheer them up. Sometimes what people need from us is what the Apostle Paul, no stranger to difficulty himself, notes as an ability to weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn. There are situations in our world, and they're happening right now. Perhaps there are situations in our lives that we cannot and should not be happy about. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was famously known for his I Have a Dream speech. But according to friends and colleagues interviewed in King in the Wilderness, a documentary about Dr. King, available to watch for free on YouTube, the last 18 months of his life were devastating. At one point in the film, King is asked about his I Have a Dream speech, and he responds.
But I must confess that that dream that I had that day has at many points turned into a nightmare.
King did not lose all hope. He did not give up his work. He did not give up on God. He kept moving forward. His movement made progress. His life made a difference. But this did not minimise the struggle, or sadness, or loneliness he sometimes felt. Of course, we are now heading up to the run-up to Easter, and part of that story is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, where I think we see a struggling, sad, and perhaps even lonely Jesus bringing his prayers to the Father. If that ever describes you and your prayers, you would not be alone.
Righteous deeds, the upright shall behold his face. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds, the upright shall.
Take refuge.